British prosecutors have been given guidelines on how to handle trials involving social network sites. The Director of Public Prosecution says it's now dealt with more than 50 cases relating to potentially criminal comments posted online, but there has been little case law to guide the legal fraternity. Under new interim guidelines, the law may show some leniency towards foolish, knee-jerk tweets and those authors who quickly delete offensive posts. Europe correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
The largely anonymous domain of Twitter and Facebook is causing no end of headaches for litigators. In the wake of the Sandy Hook school shooting, Connecticut State Police warned those posing as the gunman on social media sites will be prosecuted. A few years ago in the UK, a tweeter sent anti-terrorism police into a flap with a joke about blowing up Robin Hood Airport. His conviction went all the way to London's High Court.
A judgment call was made by my team in that case, but ultimately the Lord Chief Justice said the judgment call was wrong. I accept that.
The Director of Public Prosecutions, Keir Starmer, says there needs to be clear guidelines for dealing with such cases.
The scale of the problem that we're trying to confront here shouldn't be underestimated. There are millions of messages sent by social media every day, and if only a small percentage of those millions are deemed to be offensive, then there's the potential for very many cases coming before our courts.
He says it's about striking a fine balance.
The right of the individual not to be subjected to threats and harassment, but on the other hand, the rights of others to have freedom of expression.
If the communication is a threat or a campaign of harassment, robust punishments stand.
If, on the other hand, the communication is deeply unpopular, shocking, grossly offensive, but not a threat and not a campaign of harassment, then there'll be a high threshold for prosecution and prosecution will be unlikely.
The latter could include posts made in the heat of the moment or when under the influence, which are quickly deleted by their remorseful author. Victim support groups have welcomed the guidelines, saying vindictive targeting on social media can leave deep emotional and psychological scars. One social media victim says a childish comment about her hairstyle escalated into violence.
There was threats against me, and it basically started to put myself, my son's safety. There were even tweets about my mum, and it was just out of hand.
People are communicating with social media in a way which they never did before, so the police actually have to do something.
David Allen Green from London's Preschool and Co. represented Paul Chambers, whose joke about blowing up Robin Hood Airport went awry.
It took 2 years for us to explain to the English legal system that Paul Chambers had actually sent what was effectively a joke. For example, terrorists do not start their messages usually with swear words and exclamation marks, nor do they give you ultimatums which are as vague as weakened a bit.
He says had the guidelines been in place then, the court's scant resources wouldn't have been wasted.
I would hope it wouldn't be prosecuted, but you can't legislate for human stupidity.
The guidelines are subject to a 3-month public consultation period. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for AM.